From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block, a gossip columnist for a New York tabloid whose reporting terrain usually ranges from bar stools to red carpets and velvet rope lines, finds himself in the desert sands of Iraq. That's the premise of the new satirical novel Last One In by Nicholas Coolish. In the book, Jimmy Stevens, the most unlikely war correspondent, is sent to cover the invasion in 2003, embedded with a Marine unit. Told to bring goggles, he brings blue-tinted swimming goggles. The Marines call him Aquaman. At the start of the war, the author, Nicholas Coolish, was himself embedded for a couple of months with a Marine light attack helicopter squadron. He was reporting for the Wall Street Journal. Coolish grew up in a military family, but he admits there were times when he felt a lot like Jimmy Stevens.
Absolutely, because Jimmy is, you would say, the fish out of water. And I had never been to the Kuwaiti desert before. I had never lived with Marines before. There were always moments where I was putting my foot in my mouth or calling a piece of equipment by the wrong name. And I think in a way I felt like I was seeing it from all sides, that I would talk to other reporters who really didn't know anything about the military and think, oh my gosh, what are you doing here? And then I would talk to Marines and think, oh my gosh, what am I doing here?
Jimmy Stevens also gets quite frustrated by the fact, and the Marines he's with do too, that they have no idea where they are. They start moving and they don't know where Iraq starts and whether they've gotten there yet.
I remember when I got back from being embedded, people would ask me questions about the war writ large. And I would say, if you were watching CNN, then I think you have a better idea than I do of what was going on, because I knew what we were doing, what the Marines that I was with were doing, and not really so much what was going on. You were there looking at the bumper of the car in front of you, or in my case, looking at the rotor blades of the helicopters.
Very, very small focus.
Very small focus.
There are a lot of moments of humor for Jimmy Stevens, this hapless correspondent who finds himself covering a war, but there are also moments of pure terror. When there's a fear of a gas attack, for example, and they're putting on their chem suits, their chem bio suits.
It's funny, now it's so taken for granted that Saddam Hussein had destroyed his weapons of mass destruction, but everyone who was over there, or I should say most of the people who were over there, got anthrax vaccines, even though they thought they might have been a contributing factor to Gulf War syndrome. Smallpox vaccines that have a small but not negligible fatality rate, because people believed that Saddam Hussein had this stuff. I could say that I didn't think that he did, but then I never would have gotten the smallpox vaccine.
A lot of people listening to this will think about the classic Evelyn Waugh novel, Scoop, a satirical novel about a nature columnist for the Daily Beast who is sent to cover a war. They thought they were getting John Boot. Instead, they sent William Boot, and he finds himself covering a war when all he wants to write about is voles and grebes. Were you thinking a lot about Scoop and how to make that a contemporary story?
I should not admit this because I, in fact, am a big fan of Evelyn Waugh's, but I had never actually read Scoop. And a colleague of mine pointed out to me when I was about 30 pages into writing the first draft that, in fact, the setup for your book sounds quite a bit like the setup for Scoop.
And you didn't know.
And I hadn't known. And I made a decision, which was not to read Scoop until I had finished the first draft. And so I then did read Scoop later after I had a lot down on paper and while I was editing it. And I quite enjoyed it. And I sort of crafted kind of a little homage to it in there.
There's a fictitious Bill Boot who appears in the middle of the novel.
Yeah, I wanted to sort of reflect the fact that there was this great book out there that people really loved and that I had then read and liked a great deal. In many ways, they're very different books beyond the setup, because Scoop really is about someone covering a war that isn't happening. And this really is about a person who is unprepared being put into an invasion that very much is. So beyond the setup, it really begins to diverge quite a bit.
When you started thinking about this and thinking about it as a satirical novel, I imagine you must also have been thinking about the dangers of writing a satirical novel about a war that's still going on and where many, many people are dying all the time.
Well, I think that you have to be conscious of those dangers, but satire and comedy are different. This is not really a lighthearted book. It's funny in a lot of places, as war can be, because people are always cracking jokes and gallows humor, and I mean, sometimes I would even step back and wonder, are we really joking around this much? But I think you have to, and I don't think that comes as a surprise to anyone.
When you were thinking about the book that you wanted to write, when did it occur to you that you didn't want to write a nonfiction account of the war? You wanted to write a satirical novel about the war.
I never wanted to write a memoir about the war. I didn't really think people needed to sort of read necessarily, you know, Nick's experience. And there were a lot of people who seemed to be doing that. There were a lot of people who seemed to be taking notes for their books about it. When I look at these events and I see everyone taking themselves so seriously and thinking about history and thinking about posterity and their role in it, I guess I'm sitting in the back of the classroom, so to speak, kind of rolling my eyes and wanting to roll up a little Mark Twain style spitball.
Do you think it would be different if you were there now?
If I were in Iraq now?
Mm.
It would be completely different. This is not the same war. This is a years-long, monotonous fight against insurgents and a shifting, changing, overlapping, difficult to grasp or even understand enemy, as opposed to a fairly conventional fight at point A, the desert of Kuwait, to point B, Baghdad, and the statue was felled, and the president said mission accomplished, and slowly but surely a different war began. I think that a novel set in Baghdad today would have to be, by necessity, bleaker, but also more like Kafka or Borges, something just about a riddle and confusion, and it would be a totally different book.
Nicholas Coolish, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You can read an excerpt of Nicholas Coolish's novel, Last One In, at npr.org.